Let's turn to Asia now, where Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he will declare a state of emergency to bolster measures to fight the coronavirus. Meantime, in South Korea, which has been praised for its early testing, health officials there now are expressing concern that the country is at risk of an explosion of new infections. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Seoul. And Anthony, first of all, let's talk about what's going on in Japan. Prime Minister Abe has been under pressure to declare that state of emergency. What would that mean, and will it make a difference?
I think it'll mean a limited amount of difference. And the reason is that the government has no penalties to impose on people. It can only request that they stay at home. But basically, it's relying on voluntary compliance. And in fact, local governments, including Tokyo, are already telling people to stay at home. So I think a lot of it is symbolic.
I want to talk a little bit about South Korea, where you are. What's the latest there? What are health officials worried about right now?
Health officials are worried about a second wave of infections. They're telling people, don't be complacent, don't let your guard down, just because the numbers look good. They had less than 50 new cases today, which is the lowest since February. Out of a total of more than 10,000 cases, more than 6,000 have recovered and been discharged. They've tested more than 460,000, and their mortality is under 2%, which is really good. They're just afraid people are going to let down their guard and new cases are going to skyrocket again.
Yeah, after all those measures were taken, what is daily life like now there where you are?
Well, in my neighborhood, you go out and you see a lot of people in cafes and restaurants, although not as many as usual. A lot of kids are at home because there's no school. Baseball season is on hold. I have to say, I think people are going a bit stir crazy after many weeks cooped up at home. And the cherry blossoms here are at their peak. And so a lot of people are venturing out into the parks, and there's a lot more movement than before. And other than that, you know, the calm is just shattered by the emergency alerts that go out over people's cell phones telling them where the infected, where the new cases are.
You know, it's really a clue into us on what we might see in the next few weeks. You know, that idea of folks being stir crazy, but still having to take those measures.
That's right. Actually, they were trying to transition to what they call sustainable social distancing. In other words, sort of easing up on the social distancing to find a way to get along, to basically do their work and have their lives, but settle in with the virus for the long term. And they had to shelve those because they said they're just not there yet. They're unable to, you know, force the new caseload down even lower. And so they're still worried that if people let up their guard, it'll explode again.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking with us from Seoul, South Korea. Anthony, thank you so much for this update.
You're welcome, Tanya.